Hello and welcome to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. If you would like to follow along in your Bible with us while I read the scriptures that we are studying today, let's open up our Bibles to 1 Peter starting in chapter 1 verse 13 and ending in chapter 2 verse 3. I will be reading from the New Living Translation. Chapter 1 verse 13 through 25, so prepare your minds for action and exercise self-control. Put all your hope in the gracious salvation that will come to you when Jesus Christ is revealed to the world. So you must live as God's obedient children. Don't slip back into your old ways of living to satisfy your own desires. You didn't know any better then. But now you must be holy in everything you do, just as God who chose you is holy. For the scriptures say, "You must be holy because I am holy." And remember that the Heavenly Father to whom you pray has no favorites. He will judge or reward you according to what you do. So you must live in reverent fear of Him during your time here as temporary residents. For you know that God paid a ransom to save you from the empty life you inherited from your ancestors. And it was not paid with mere gold or silver, which lose their value. It was the precious blood of Christ, the sinless, spotless Lamb of God. God chose Him as your ransom long before the world began. But now in these last days He has been revealed for your sake. Through Christ you have come to trust in God. And you have placed your faith and hope in God because He raised Christ from the dead and gave Him great glory. You were cleansed from your sins when you obeyed the truth. So now you must show sincere love to each other as brothers and sisters. Love each other deeply with all your heart. For you have been born again, but not to a life that will quickly end. Your new life will last forever because it comes from the eternal, living Word of God. As the scriptures say, people are like grass. Their beauty is like a flower in the field. The grass withers and the flower fades, but the word of the Lord remains forever. And that word is the good news that was preached to you. Chapter 2 verses 1 through 3, so get rid of all evil behavior. Be done with all deceit, hypocrisy, jealousy, and all unkind speech. Like newborn babies, you must crave pure spiritual milk so that you will grow into a full experience of salvation. Cry out for this nourishment, now that you have had a taste of the Lord's kindness. Once again, that was 1 Peter chapter 1 verses 13 through chapter 2 verse 3 in the New Living Translation. Let's discuss and explore the text a little further. Self-control is seldom celebrated. We are not told by the world to control our desires but to indulge in them. We are marketed to live out what we want so that we will buy more products. We are identified as consumers. The Bible tells us we are so much more. We are God's chosen people, holy and loved. We have God's word and long for His salvation. We know that many of our desires are not in God's will and not helpful for our lives, and so we resist them with His power. We work with Lord to live with self-control. Peter reminds us to focus more on God's promises than selfish desires. Jesus ransomed you at a precious price. You are chosen by the Father. You have been cleansed of your sins. So live your faith, choosing the higher but harder path of Jesus, and loving people sincerely. This life will not last forever, but the Savior has given us eternal life. So, crave spiritual milk and grow in your trust of the Lord. Here are some thoughts to ponder during your personal prayer time and for the rest of the day. In what area of your life is spirit seeking to grow self-control? How do you need to grow in self-control? Say some prayers and ask for God's help, He will give it. Thank you for listening to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. May you all be blessed in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.